magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It's Monday. It's April 7th, 2014. Happy birthday, WGNN. It's your 18th anniversary. Wow, what an incredible thing to believe we've been broadcasting for 18 years on 102.5 FM. So I think I'm going to tell you some of that story, some of the behind-the-scenes work that God was doing to bring it all about, and recount many of the miraculous ways he was at work, through timing, through equipment, through circumstances, through staffing, through volunteers, through the funding of it, how it all came together, and to his glory, how it continues. In fact, a few days ago, I got an email from Shelley Chrisman. She's married to Vic. They've both been supporters, volunteers, and a part of our radio listening family for a bunch of years. Well, she emailed me on Friday and said, "Isn't WGNN having a birthday today?" And at the time, I looked at the calendar and said, "Nope, it's always on the 7th, because all four of our frequencies went on the air on the 7th of the month. In fact, let me give a little great news radio history, and then I'll talk specifically about WGNN on this, the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It was back in 1995 in October that Good News Radio, Inc. was formed by developing a local board and filing all the paperwork to become a 501c3, a nonprofit organization. It then took about a year to identify a tower, acquire a frequency, raise funds, begin to build, and I'll give some of those specifics soon, but on Easter Sunday, April 7th of 1996, the flagship station, WGNN 102.5 FM, went on the air for the first time with the playing of Handel's Hallelujah Chorus. Then on November 7th of 1997, 103.9 FM began broadcasting for the greater Champaign-Urbana area, reaching the 46,000 faculty, staff, and students and international scholars at the U of I, along with some of the outlying areas, because our 102.5 FM signal had pockets of interference and where a clean, clear, strong signal wasn't available. So we got that translator frequency, the 103.9, to rebroadcast our 102.5, and that was a real blessing. Then in 1998, the FCC approved WGNJ and granted us a construction permit to expand our borders and build 89.3 FM, licensed to St. Joseph, Illinois, with our tower going up in Fithian. Then on July 7th, WGNJ went on the air to the glory of God, and we began by broadcasting Christmas music when it was like 100 degrees out that week in July of 99. What was unique about 89.3 FM, it overlapped a little with our WGNN signal and yet reached much further east, reaching into Danville and bordering on Indiana. Also in May of 1999, the Singing Men of GNN was formed, and it soon became a men's choir of over 100 voices. Men from various denominations, life experiences, and backgrounds joined us weekly for rehearsals as we began to sing throughout the area. The next year, in 2000, Great News Radio began bringing groups of pilgrims to the Holy Land, which incidentally, this November, there's room for you, as it'll be my 27th trip seeing God do miraculous work in all those that take a pilgrimage walking where Jesus walked. I can't wait for this November's trip, and you can find out more at greatnewsradio.org under our Israel Trips link, but we expect about 25 to 35 people joining us this November. Pray about whether you should be one of them. Also, an unusual thing happened in 2000. A radio station in California contacted us and said, "Stop saying that you're Good News Radio, because our station has been using the on-air identifier as Good News Radio, and we don't want people to get confused." And we're like, "What? You're way out in California?" But they said they would take legal action if we didn't stop saying Good News Radio. So we had to change all of our radio spots, our stationery, posters, everything that referenced Good News Radio, and I came up with a creative campaign that we used to be good, now we're great. And so most all of you have heard us these past 13, 14 years saying we're Great News Radio. We were good, but we got better. Though we're still licensed in the state of Illinois as Good News Radio, Inc., all of our promotional spots and literature have to say Great News Radio. So if you're wondering, whatever happened to Good News Radio, we got better, to God's glory. Then in the fall of 2002, miraculously, and it's one of these things that just never happens, I asked our engineer to see if there was any way to get a power increase on 89.3 FM. Something stirred in me. I have to attribute it to the Holy Spirit, because it was something that I called up our engineer and said, hey, just look and see if maybe there's a possibility of expanding our 6,000 watts for WGNJ. Later that night, Dick Van Zandt, who was our engineer at the time, said, Mark, I can't believe it, but there's a way I can file. And literally, he spent two straight days getting all the paperwork in. And a few months later, the FCC granted an increase from the 6,000 watts to 50,000 watts utilizing a directional antenna. And so that way we can reach much further into Indiana, and it improved our signal throughout the 89.3 coverage area. But to go from 6,000 to 50,000 watts, it just never happens, because you would be interfering with other frequencies that are existing in other parts of the state, or even maybe a state or two away. So that was phenomenal. And then on September 7th, 2009, 97.1 FM, our translator frequency, licensed to Clinton, Illinois, went on the air. So we had April 7th, 1996, 102.5 went on the air. November 7th of 1997, 103.9 FM went on the air. 1999, July 7th, WGNJ went on the air. And then September 7th of 2009, 97.1 FM went on the air. Tried to keep it always really simple with that God-honoring number 7. Well, knowing on that Easter Sunday, 1996, when WGNN went on the air, we led off with a special hour-long broadcast anchored by Phil Shepard with the Moody Broadcasting Network, and the first song we chose to air was Handel's Hallelujah Chorus. So let me play a portion of that, and then I'll fill in some more of the story on this, the 18th birthday of WGNN 102.5 FM. Well, you just got to love that song no matter whatever time of year you hear it. Frequently played at Christmas time, but wow, does it bring back memories. Well, hopefully in the next 10 or 12 minutes I can fit in just a sprinkling of all the God sightings that I personally experienced as we saw God raise up 102.5 FM WGNN. Hard to know where to begin, as so many people helped behind the scenes, were praying it up, were involved financially, volunteering, staffing. So I'm just going to give you some of my personal involvement, and hopefully through my storytelling, you will say in your mind, wow, do we serve an incredible God that fits so much of this together so that the Lord Jesus Christ could be honored 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, through the growth of this broadcast ministry. So a little of the background. In 1992, I quit the Jewel food stores. I was a resident supervisor, which is a glorified grocery store manager, if you will. Decided to take about a semester break. Was out in Arizona visiting my mom and brothers. At the time, I determined that I wouldn't seek work until April 1st of 1993. While in Arizona, I got a call from InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. I spoke with Don Erickson. And during that call, he mentioned an opening for a director of volunteers for Urbana 93. As he shared some more specifics, I told him that I really wasn't seeking any kind of employment, and I didn't want to follow up on anything till after a specific date that I had prayed through and given to the Lord. But I did say, when would this position start? And he said, April 1st. Well, in my heart of hearts, I knew God was going to give me that position. And through some unique circumstances, I got to be the director of volunteers for Urbana 93. And why that's so important to the birthing of WGNN was that so many of the volunteers and the people I worked with during that year to pull together that great missions conference held at the University of Illinois, where there was over 19,000 people in attendance. Well, these volunteers were the people that helped fund, assist, pray up, support, and be a part of our great news radio listening family from the beginning. Well, during the Urbana 93 missions work that I was doing, I was a part of a covenant group, and Dr. Bruce Dunn was one of the members. Many of you may be familiar with his name, as he was part of the Grace Worship Hour out of Peoria, heard on over 400 radio stations throughout the country. And in fact, Dave Dunn, Dr. Bruce Dunn's son, one time pointed out on the wall a letter from Billy Graham stating that Dr. Bruce Dunn was his favorite radio pastor. Well, Dr. Bruce Dunn, after pastoring his church in Peoria for many years and carrying on the radio and TV broadcasts, retired and moved in with Dave and Lisa Dunn, and they lived right across the river from us. So we were frequent guests at their house, got to know Dr. Dunn very well, and Dave Dunn was my own physician and a board member with the radio ministry. Well, anyways, one time he mentioned, during our every other week covenant group, wouldn't it be nice to bring another radio station, a Christian radio station, to our area? So he shared that during the prayer requests. Didn't really think much about it. A couple weeks later, he shared it as a prayer request again. Really didn't think much about it. At the time, hey, WBGL was great. Then the third time he mentions it again, and then he pointed directly at me and he said, you know, Mark, I'm going to pray that when your work is done with Urbana 93, that God raises you up to bring that radio ministry to our area. Well, he got my attention, and he said, why don't you go up to Moody and meet with the vice president of broadcasting, Bob Neff, and find out more? So a few days later, after a call, I went up to Moody and met with Bob and asked him all the questions about Christian radio, how it would work being a Moody affiliate, how to get on the air, what are the pros and cons and blessings of being a part of a Christian radio ministry, and just, if you will, left the ball in God's court. Well, within a few months of that visit, Dr. Bruce Dunn went on to be with the Lord, and subsequently, in February of 1994, the National Religious Broadcasters posthumously inducted Dr. Bruce Dunn into the Broadcasters Hall of Fame. Well, Dave and Lisa Dunn, who are dear, dear friends, invited me to join them in Washington, D.C. to receive the award and also to learn a little more about Christian radio. Well, it was in Washington, D.C., in the early part of 1994, that we met up with Dick Van Zandt, who is the president and chief engineer for Cornerstone Community Radio, and over a Chinese lunch, determined that he would hire me to help put on a frequency that he had filed for in our area, and so I became his arms and legs as he was building stations in Florida at the time. Boy, I'm looking at the clock, and there's dozens of other stories I could tell, But let me see if I can fit in this one, as this was a huge affirmation that God was leading and confirming and moving the whole project forward. At the time, Dick Van Zandt says, "Mark, look for a tower somewhat north of where you live, maybe between the Fisher-Foosland area," and there were some set parameters that the engineers were working with that would qualify. Well, as I remember, is driving north on Route 47, looking around, thinking, okay, I got to find a tower. Lo and behold, at the intersection of Route 47 and 136, hey, there's a tower over there a few miles. We pull up to it, no identifiers, no idea who owns it. So I think, hey, I'll go over to the neighboring farm and see if they know who owns it. There was a woman out in the yard tending to the pigs, I think, at the time. And so as we talked, I said, "Do you know who owns that tower next door?" And I believe at the time the woman said, "I think it's Illinois Power out of Paxton." And I thought to myself, Illinois Power, I know a few friends that work there. Maybe they can get me an in, we can get a good deal on the tower, and launch 102.5 FM WGNN from there. Well, I should also say at the time, I was coordinating 500 men to a Promise Keepers event in Indianapolis, and I literally had 10 bus drivers, 50 men to the bus. I had the University of Indianapolis renting me a whole building. I had a few floors of a hotel and a gymnasium. I coordinated all the food. Anyways, I was chin deep in details. The phone was ringing off the hook, and I was out of tickets. I share that because that night I went home, realizing the woman said Illinois Power out of Paxton, she believed owned that tower, and so I went to sleep okay. Well, the next morning, the phone, like many mornings, was ringing, 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 as many people were seeing if I still had tickets to Promise Keepers. And because I already had a number of people on a waiting list, I was reluctant to answer the phone, but I said to myself, one more call before I head out. Person says, "Hey, Mark, I heard you might have tickets to Promise Keepers. I'd love to go." I then told them, nope, there's no way. I had a number of people on a waiting list. The conference was a week out, and there'd be no way I'd get more tickets. He said, "Oh, I really wanted to go with my son or son-in-law. Is there any way?" And I said, "No, I'm not even taking names." He was persuasive, and I said, "Okay, Bob, where are you from?" And he says, "Paxton." And for whatever reason, and I believe it was the Holy Spirit, I said, "Hey, this is going to be a crazy question, but do you know anyone who works for Illinois Power out of Paxton?" And he said, "No, why do you ask?" And I said, "Oh, it's a long story. We're trying to bring this Christian radio station to the area. This woman that lives near the tower thought Illinois Power out of Paxton owned it. And you're from Paxton." I thought, "Hey, who knows?" And he goes, "Mark, Illinois Power doesn't own that tower. Eastern Illini Electric Cooperative does, and I'm the chairman of the board." The hairs on my arm stood up, actually, as they are now. And I said, "You know, Bob, there's a chance I could get you some tickets." Okay, so a quick summary on the story. Of all the people in the entire world that would be calling me that Saturday morning was somebody that I had never talked to, did not know. He needed tickets to an event that I had a waiting list and I wasn't going to be able to accommodate. That Saturday morning, I chose to answer one last call. This individual asked me to at least put his name down, and I say, "Sure, what is it?" "It's Bob. Where are you from?" He says, "Paxton." Of all the crazy questions to ask, but thank you, God, that I did. And I was really asking him a question in air because I thought Illinois Power was in Paxton. But of all the people in the world to call me, it's the chairman of the board that oversees that very tower. And the law of averages would say that would never, ever happen. Well, thank you, God, for being sovereign, being that catalyst, answering that prayer, and confirming we were taking the correct steps moving forward. Incidentally, I will say, Bob did get a pair of tickets to that Promise Keeper event. Well, lo and behold, we've continued to rent that tower at a very affordable price, and we have a studio in the building underneath the tower, and Eastern Illini Electric Cooperative has been very gracious all these years, and that was just the beginning of many things that God confirmed or orchestrated or put in place, that we knew His hand was on this ministry, and that He'd be glorified in the subsequent years. So today, on WGNN's 18th birthday, we say all glory to God and thanks to all of you that have supported this outreach ministry in so many different ways. So maybe if you have a story or an example or some comments on how God has used this radio ministry in your life, write us today at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. That's Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Thank you, God, for how these past 18 years you have enabled us to educate, edify, and evangelize all who listen, attend our radio events, travel to the Holy Land with us, listen to the broadcasts, the archived programs, the streaming audio all over the world, correspond and call in, and the many programming hosts that you have used to enhance everyone that tunes in and is growing on their faith journey. Our prayer has always been and will continue to be that God will use this radio ministry in your life and draw you closer to Himself, because God's Word declares, draw near to Him and He'll draw near to you. Well, if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, or you know somebody that may benefit by hearing some of the story behind Great News Radio and wants to celebrate the 18th birthday of WGNN 102.5 FM, stop by our website, greatnewsradio.org, click on our archive programs link, right-click on it, copy it, and paste it into an email, and send it on to a friend. That's greatnewsradio.org, and go to our archive programs link, and look for the title, Great News Radio History and Happy Birthday WGNN. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.